Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring Quentin Mayo in here. Quentin Mayo, BetMGM over on the BetQL network. He's been on with us to talk about gambling, to talk about odds, talk about all that good stuff. But Quentin, you're all over this Dame Lillard story here this morning, man. What are you hearing? What's going on? This seems to have escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah, this is such a fast escalating situation. And once again, thank you guys for having me on. Dame's upset. I mean, this has been a little bit of a process in the making. Just not being able to surround him with the talent that he needs. Oldsley just hasn't really done his job. Neil Oldsley hasn't been able to do a job of fielding a good team for Dame, and he's been loyal to the soil. Like, he has songs about how loyal he is, and he's shown it. Like, he just beats the pavement, goes to work, and even in the interview with Chris Haynes that came out today, he's talked about, you know, even when they lose, big game, even if he has a great game, he has a terrible game, he goes home, and the first thing he does is look himself in the mirror and see how he can get better. But we all know this is a team sport, and not only is it a team sport on the floor, but it's a team sport upstairs in the front office, and you got to be able to be on the same page, and also with this coaching search, with, you know, them bringing in Chauncey and all things that went around that. Once he found out the allegations about Chauncey Billups, he was no longer interested in having Chauncey there. And then also they've leaked reports that they were surprised that Dame didn't like other candidates, like Jason Kidd and all this stuff, and kind of just, you know, tearing a rift between Dame and really kind of tarnishing the name of a guy who's been so loyal to his home, not his hometown, but his home floor, his home team, the team that selected him. So I've been told that he's ready to go. Chauncey and the guys are going to try to make a last-minute ditch effort to you know, clear everything up today in Vegas. But as it stands right now, he would like to request the trade out. And we'll hear more from him today after Team USA's practice. But right now in Vegas, he's going to meet with the team this evening, and things will escalate from there. Or de-escalate. That's also possible as well.
Right. Quentin, or Q. Can I call you Q?
I listen to
the show all the time, and you're helping me out with these NFL futures and SEC quarterbacks and stuff. Now you're like my guy, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, Q, let's talk, right? So, but what you had mentioned about his next destination in Philly and New York being at the head of that list. Do you think it's a situation where that's where he necessarily wants to go, combined with the fact that Portland doesn't have any interest in trading him to anywhere within the Western Conference? Or is it just do you think Portland might look at a situation and say, hey, we're going with the best deal possible, regardless of where you want to go, Dame, or regardless if it's the Warriors, you know, in our conference, we're just going with the best deal possible? How does this thing play out between these two?
I think it's a weird hybrid of the two, because number one, Dame still doesn't want to leave on such a bad note. Like, he doesn't want to be the guy that, like, forced his way out and was such a bad egg. You know, he wants to be able to work with them, and he loves Portland. Like, if things went right, he wouldn't have any frustrations there. He'd be there for the rest of his life. That's the thing he's looking forward to doing. But the fact of the matter is, number one, he's kind of doing them a favor by saying, hey, I love the New York Knicks. first of all, big market team, and they're getting it the right way. Tibbs is a great coach with an excellent rapport around the NBA of being a great coach, but also a motivator of men and a good locker room presence. And Tibbs also, when you look at him and his personality, he is not into the front office jargon, the front office BS. He just loves basketball. And that kind of meets the identity that Damian Lillard is signed up for. And also, you know, they're on the up and up. They got some talented guys there. They go hard. And they have some pieces that could be intriguing that he could play beside, but also be used in a trade for him to be acquired by or traded from Portland to New York. And then on the flip side, you look at Philadelphia and – I mean, you talk about winning now. You talk about being competitive. Both teams were competitive this year. I mean, it's the Eastern Conference, but one is a little more than the other, obviously. But that team with Joel Embiid, presumably Ben Simmons is probably the biggest name that you could get in a trade. Possibly. One of the bigger names you can get in a trade for Damian Lillard, and he's obviously disgruntled, and both the organizations disgruntled with him as well. That's a huge chip right there, him beside Joel Embiid. Him and Embiid are good pals. That's a match made in heaven. Even before these reports, were given to me, and the information that I've gotten, especially this morning, has been like a freaking whirlwind of people that I know are like, hey, listen up. This might go down pretty much sooner rather than later. But if he pairs up with Joel Embiid, I mean, we look at Brooklyn, and that's the force we reckon with in the East. But the Eastern Conference now would probably be – they probably might have a slight favorite, the slight favorite over a Brooklyn team with Harden and Katie and Kyrie, because a big with the skill set of Joel and Dame and what he brings to a team and also the pieces that surround him. And we know Doc Rivers isn't the best coach, but he can get a little something out of some guys and he's likable. That's one thing that intrigues him too. So I do think that it's kind of him playing it smart in a way and listing the teams that probably could get the best value for Portland, but also the teams that he looks to as opportunities for him to compete. And really make a name for himself and not really do it the easy way. Like, you know, all these super team things that come around. He doesn't want to go get a cheap ring. He still wants to work, and he still wants to, but he wants to have some accurate and capable talent around him that's going to help him, that's going to really help him propel him to the next level. And he's been playing this game for a longer time than people think. And it's time now to cash in on all those good seasons that you put in.
Yeah. Quinn Mayo, BetMGM on the BetQL Network. You mentioned that there's a chance that this all works out with the Portland Trailblazers brass in Las Vegas to meet with Dame Lillard today. What does your gut tell you is going to happen based on what you heard today?
My gut tells me that this thing is pretty much a done deal. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't really predict what they're going to talk to him about today in Vegas. I'm pretty sure they're going to get down their hands and knees and say, Dame, what can you do? Because what else can they do?
Understandable, yeah.
But my gut tells me, like, this is a guy who's unlike most stars. He's not a prima donna. He's not always in the news for trying to be out and rumor this, rumor that. He's stuck to his guns that he wants to be loyal to the soul. But if you take advantage of someone's loyalty, you know, help them out on the floor, and then you start taking shots of their character off the floor. It's kind of similar to the Aaron Rodgers situation with the Packers in the NFL. You start to really not realize what you have at home, and you piss guys off to the point where they don't want to come back to you. So I was told this morning very early he wants out, period, and these are the teams that he's looking at with laser focus. And that's when I dropped the report. Now it's a thing, but I can't underestimate Chauncey. I don't really know much about his ability. He's had a ringer of things to overcome in his first week and a half, it seems, at the helm in Portland. But I really, if gun in my head and I had to make a choice, I think Dame is out of Portland.
Quinn, I think this might be putting the cart before the horse, but I'll ask it anyway. If Dame is gone, what's the approach for Portland, do you think? Is it like, all right, well, we'll try to get a Ben Simmons back or something like that and contend with CJ or McCollum or CJ and Nurkic? Or are they just like, well, this is done. Let's blow it up. Let's get as many picks as possible. Kind of like the Houston Rockets route after they traded James Harden. What are they kind of looking at after a potential Dame Lillard trade?
You know, honestly, I would go ahead if it were me, and I mean, I'm talking to you guys right now. I'm not the Portland Trailblazers. I would love to be in that situation someday, but I'm just not. But if it were me, you know, when you lose a star like Dame, it's so easy to try to remain in that spot of being contenders and, you know, prove that we didn't need him and we can still be this and be that. But his his hand is on everything in that organization, down to CJ McCollum and Nurkic. Like, Nurkic even on Twitter today just riding for him and saying, you know, this report is a lie and, you know, don't believe this and don't believe that. I mean, I understand that, but at the end of the day, like, Dame has had such a huge impact on that organization that it might just be advantageous for you to rid yourselves of that, stockpile on draft capital, and hit a full rebuild on that thing and try to move forward to the long term of this team. Now, it would be hard also to do that because you're already trying to bring back, like, from a dollars and cents standpoint, you're already trying to convince fans in Portland that we made the right coaching hire and that we are treating our guys with the best and we are giving them the best things to succeed. And you still want to sell tickets, especially next year. So to kind of be all out and just go into a full rebuild and even like this would not really do your pockets any justice. But in the long run, you know, with CJ and Nurkic and Ben Simmons really going to compete in the Western Conference? No, I don't think so. I think you should probably go ahead and see what you can get for all your best guys, hit the full refresh on this with a new head coach. The expectation will be back on the floor, you know, and you had a good run. You were one of those teams that was always close but not close enough. And you realize, you know, through one backing or another that you didn't have what it took, and it's time to go ahead and look towards the future. So I would lean towards the side of going ahead and stockpiling draft picks and really trying to rebuild around something different. I mean, honestly, I thought CJ might have been the trade chip this offseason if they could, yeah, you know, reconcile things with Dame and get you something for CJ, maybe like the CJ for Ben Simmons straight up thing. I don't think that would have worked, but that was floated out there, and just try to show him something different. But I think at this point, I think it's a little beyond repair.
Yeah. Quentin, great stuff this morning, man. Keep it up. We've got our notifications set on Twitter. We're waiting for this damn practice to end and find out what's going to happen next with Dame Lillard.
Shout out to my man Q.
Q. Great work, man. We appreciate you, man. That's our man Quentin Mayo right there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.